welcome to the Moto Show Lite with myself and the Shallow.
It's, it's about six years since we did this or something
It was a little while back, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think probably when Hurlings was injured. No, it was Hurlings announced he wasn't going up to MXGP.
Yes. Yeah.
Get me the programme, MXGP, not MX1.
Oh, sorry, I got told off last year.
So last year.
Right, so we're going to do a short 10-minute show.
Why have you stood up?
I like to stand
People can't
up.
Tell this.
I feel better when I stand up.
Oh, yeah. To breathe with the diaphragm.
Yes, that's exactly
your ears
right.
In opera.
Josh, I start singing?
Not Winfrey, that's not you understand.
But, yeah, so our main point of topic, or main point of discussion today, is Ryan Vinopoto.
Yep.
Coming to Europe.
It's finally happened. And you said it wasn't going to happen. You were
I
the
did.
One all the way
what
along.
What did I say? I said, said,
it ain't going to happen.
If it don't happen, I'm going to eat my hat.
Shh.
I'm trying to find a hat.
Yeah,
ready
you're going to you're gonna have to have some salt and pepper on that because I said it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Your finger is so far off the pulse of motocross, realistically. You sit down there in pill, in your boxer shorts, in your bedroom, surfing the internet.
Yeah.
Are there still plenty of fish out there?
Yeah, plenty.
Plenty.
Yeah. But no, I got to say, surprised. Money talks.
Well, I don't think it's about money.
I do.
No, I don't think so. I think he's genuinely, because he's taken a massive risk. Yes, there's the money's involved in it, but he has just got so much to lose from this and so much to gain, and it's a really brave move because he's, you know, he's four-time Supercross champion. He's got nothing to prove that side, and he's actually just putting himself up, and it could end badly. It could make him the best hero in the world, and I hope it goes right down to the wire.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to take it all through the season, and then the last two rounds, or the last round is in
America.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it would be good to go. If it goes to that. Unfortunately, these things rarely go to the last round, but we saw, you know, with Hurlings Tixier, Tenth one at the very last round. So yeah. If that could happen in America, that would be such an event. I think we might need to get our passport stamped for that one to go across, because that would be immense.
But it would be a bloody nightmare if it all ended in... Where's the second from last is...
Well, they go across to
Brazil again.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, isn't it? Although we really want them to be a finale in Europe, they're stuck with doing that across. Okay, it's now in America. So it actually makes more sense, and it should be exciting. Of course, if Ryan Vinopoto hasn't lived up to potential, or Cairoli has dominated, then it will be a bit of a damp squib for it, really. But you know,
how do you think he'll do then overall, as in the tracks? We were chatting about this morning, weren't we?
Yeah, I think he'll do well at it. Realistically, you know, go and get the amount of wins he's got, both outdoor and indoor, without being to ride a motorcycle pretty damn well. So, and certainly, you know, you could see the teams are stepping up. You know, we heard that Cairoli is looking towards the 450. Just to think, he's got, you know, not relying on the 350, maybe looking at the 450. And you know, prior to now, he hasn't gone anything away from that 350. So he must be thinking, I need to be stepping this up. And that Kawasaki and that ride are going to be pretty damn up for it. You know, it's in a way, it's such a shame the first one is in Qatar.
I know,
because if they put out a European circuit, that circuit would be absolutely rammed.
Absolutely.
That's
what I don't get. There don't seem to be any logistical planning or business sense with it. No. It doesn't make sense.
Make a killing if you
I know.
Put, if you put that if you took it say to Tushental or Ernay or Saint-Jean,
any of those,
circuit. I don't. Well, I think maybe to start it on a more conventional track would be a good rather than a sand track. Cairoli is always going to come out swinging.
Walkinshaw would have been a good one because it's deep sand. Is it?
Yeah, but I think just a conventional track that would be relatively level as a good start. Somewhere could hold the amount of people. There would be so many people going to that. I know it's difficult to do it in Europe very early on in the season, but they're missing a trick on the amount of people who would go to that first one, because it would be wonderful. You'd move heaven and earth to go and see the first showdown between Vinopoto and Cairoli, and that's ruling out the rest of them, because there's a lot of others that are there in the mix. That's the main story. It's two champions.
Yeah, DeSalle, he's 100% again.
Yeah,
he's having a long rest, didn't he? So
yeah,
you get his little niggle sorted. Talking of niggles, Max Nogue.
Max Nagel's little niggles.
You know, he, on his day, he's winning races.
Yeah, still to be announced, but a poorly kept secret, a bit like everything else.
Yeah. November 1st, didn't it, or something stupid like that? They announced it.
Yeah, they can't swap it out. Yeah. Whatever. I did try to prize it out of the Husky guys when we were over in Valkenswaard for the tests over there, and then they were just like, they couldn't do it. Even I said, well, you know, we'll be talking about it in the next issue after it come out, because can't talk about it at all. So.
It's ridiculous.
It does annoy you, didn't it?
It does. It is my biggest gripe in the sport, the Seacrats. I just don't get it. You know, you deal with all these other sports and football, rugby, massive, especially football, when huge amounts of money.
Yeah.
In comparison, and they tell you exactly what's going
on.
Yeah,
yeah, it's true. But anyway, they're not going to tell you that anyway. But back to Qatar, it's just gonna. It's. I mean, there'll be more people that go to it. I can see more people heading out there, but it's certainly expensive one to go there. And there's not the natural population there that will be really keen to go along and see it, because you wouldn't realise how big a deal it is.
Well, you get 1,000 people watching.
That's not promoter talk, surely. There is no such number as 1,000 in terms of promoter. No. It only starts from 10,000 upwards.
Upwards, yeah, like the nations, 63,000.
Yeah, it was more packed than I imagined. There, really quite a lot of people there. There was a lot I couldn't see from where I was. I think that was the case.
Yeah. But no, over the season, I don't think you'll do it. I think the whole lifestyle changes.
Bear in mind, this is the man who said he wasn't coming to start off with. Imagine, anything that
yeah, but he's
says.
Moving. I'm not being funny, but he's moving to Belgium near Lommel. It's not the most exciting place in the world, is it? Shops close at God knows 7 o'clock in the evening or whatever it is.
What, do you think he's a big late night shopper, dude?
I might want to go to Asda or something. Yeah, but
the deal's off. The shops close early.
You might be driving around.
I don't think that's a priority. Priority for
looking
him.
For an Asda or a Walmart.
It'll just be him and Tyler going for us. We recommend that ribs place in Valkenswaard.
That's nice. A good place. Yeah. We recommend, if you're listening, go there. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. No, I think, you know, it'll be amazing races from the word go, but. I don't think he'll do it over the season. I think the tracks
this is
may...
Chuss's predictions, okay? Do not believe it. They're notoriously poor. Chuss's predictions. He's just written off Ryan Villopoto. So we can be sure. By the on balance, that means he'll be champion by halfway through
the season. Yeah, but in the same vein, if Caroli and all the rest of them went to America, they wouldn't win in America over the season.
Okay.
That's the way I'm seeing it.
Yeah,
I think it would probably take a year or so to embed himself into the system.
I think that could be right. Championship first.
It's a massive amount
first
of travel. Isn't it? Next year's a huge amount of travel.
Yeah,
and the tracks are so completely different. It's insane.
Yeah, it's an awful lot of change to take on board. It just depends on whether not getting the results to start off with, if that is the case, will frustrate him enough to say, you know what, I can't be doing with this. Yeah. If you can see it as a two year plan and be champion in 2 years, then that's great. But I suspect that's a pragmatic approach that doesn't go with being a racer. You know, if you race at that level, you want to win.
Yeah, I think he'll do. He's probably fully focused for that 1 year left. It's a shame the American fans don't get to see. Well, they do get their goodbyes, I suppose, at the Glen Helen, don't they?
Yeah.
So that's the, you know, because I was thinking to myself, you know, all those years racing in the States and, you know, the following and everything else, and he's not actually saying a big goodbye to them all, which is a shame.
That's a little bit emotional, isn't it, Ray? You've got to say a big goodbye. Shake everybody by the hand.
Big wave of the hand. On.
Yeah, but he's going to be back, isn't he?
Yeah. What, after next year?
Well,
he's not racing. That's it. He's retired.
Oh yeah, but he's not checking out and not going back to America.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The last race of the season is in the States, and it'll be a good thing for the American fans to come out and say,
I suppose so.
Well done.
Shake them all by the hand and say thank you for their support. That sort of thing.
Well, all of them.
Yeah. Depending on how many will be there, but if he hasn't done it, I'm not so sure.
Right, this week then. This week is Dirt Bike Show. I nearly said something else. Dirt Bike Show Week.
Don't say anything else, really. You're going to have to edit it out. No, Dirt Bike Show.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Yes.
and the return of everybody heads up to Stoneleigh, and of course the return of the Moto Party.
Moto Party Friday. Obviously, it's not open to the general public. It's open to industry and stand holders only.
Yes, but come and catch up with us on the stand, or if you are, do fit into that category, and we'll sort you out with tickets for that. Same location as it has been on previous years.
Yeah.
Are we meant to be? Is it meant to be a fancy dress? It is Halloween, isn't it?
No, it's Halloween. No, we're not doing Halloween now.
You could come in a fright wig, couldn't you?
Yeah, imagine that. Big wig. Oh, race grosser, Mary. Yeah, fair play.
Just let your hair go for a week. Yeah. A little frightening enough.
Yeah. But no, stand. We are on stand B11, Hall 2, normal place.
Yep.
Come and see us. We've got some normal fun things happening. We've got our big photo booth again and...
Subscription offers.
T-shirts and stuff and...
Normally works out really cheap if you're going to buy it every month anyway, and then you get a hoodie or a t-shirt or something else on top of it.
And also you can renew as well there, so that's really good.
Always a good time to do that.
But I always look for. I've got to say, I enjoy this. So 5 days of.
Yeah, you can go around and jump on the bikes. How fast does it go, mister? That sort of thing. Test the suspension, sort of thing.
Yeah, I think there'll be plenty of that. Yeah. Has it got a power band?
Yeah. We've got some in the box behind the counter.
Go on.
Are there any high-profile foreign riders coming over? I couldn't see anything on the list.
I would imagine Dassel was there last year, possibly again. Fox, isn't he, and Suzuki.
Yeah. He's getting a bit more knockabout fun, you know. I think we might need to do a bit of a moto show with him. Get him on the cans.
He likes me.
Yeah? Does he? Yeah. Trouble is, you're going to do a whole interview with him for about half an hour in-depth interview and then realise you haven't turned on the tape recorder. can we do that again? Oh, he's gone. Oh, sorry.
That's the only person to ever interview him and ask you on a video.
Yeah. Did we ever see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually switched the camera on that.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It's progression all the time with you, isn't it?
It's not bad. But so all fun. So if you're up there, come say hello to us on the stand. We'll be floating around the stand and around the show and...
But make sure you come up to it. You know, this is the one show in the year. It's just for dirt bikes. It's okay. There are dirt bikes at the main shows, and they're fun to go to. But this one is just for our industry. So you know, you've got to come along and support it. Otherwise, you know, if it doesn't get support, it won't happen. It's as simple as that. So come along, support it, buy the stuff at the show.
I would imagine there's a few bargains.
Oh God, there always is. There's always one thing each year that's a super bargain. You see everybody walking around with it. Oh right,
so tires, wasn't it last year? Was it tires?
And then the year before, it was those big. Big quick fueling cans.
That's
Everyone walking around
with them.
So I think if you get a cider stall as well, you could actually go with them full of cider as well. That would be quite good.
But yeah, so that's it for our little show like this week, and hopefully we will see you all at the show. Remember, it's stand B11 Hall 2. Come say hello to the team.
Yeah, and perhaps turn up and ask Ray for some predictions and whatever he says.
If you need any predictions,
bet the other way.
If you bring a Sun or a Daily Mirror, bring it along. We'll go for the horse predictions. I'm really good at that.
Or simply just throw away your money.
Yeah, well, just give me the money and I'll look after it.
Honest Ray Chuss's predictions.
Right, until next time, we'll see you later.
Cheers.